all three of our interior offensive linemen had plays where they were just, I mean, absolute dogs in the middle. And, I mean, I never would have thought that I'd be sitting here talking about Kenyon Green being the best. If I'm telling you.
Not game one.
I'm telling you, not game one, man. I'm anxious to see. I don't know. I have to ask Bajani or Creighton, one of the advanced stat guys. But there's, I'd be interested to see if they post grades anywhere. I'd be willing to bet you right now.
I'm sure PFF did.
I'd be willing to bet you right now that Kenyon's the top graded lineman.
Especially in a day where they were, to me, the number one. I think they were the number one reason the team won.
Absolutely.
And to think that they were the number one reason that their team won in putting up 29 points. And Kenyon Green was the best from your vantage point is a huge step.
Yeah, yeah.
We said he's passed every single step that he's had to pass since, you know, OTAs, mandatory minicamp, yeah, all of that. And now it has paid off and he's looking good on the field.
Ron, whether you're talking about knowing your assignment and executing it, you're talking about pass protection, holding your ground so the quarterback has somewhere to push up in the pocket, or we're talking about the run game where you're not just working a double team, but you are driving a defensive tackle 2, 3, 4 yards deep and allowing the tackle to take over. And then you're showing athletic ability to get to that next defender, whether it's a linebacker or a safety. And then on top of that, you're showing the ability to finish violently. You're showing that level of dog that everybody hoped that you would have been when you got drafted. This Kenyon Green that we saw Sunday is absolutely worth taking in the first round. This Kenyon Green that we saw Sunday, again, you take the numbers and the names off of it, that is the guy that you point to and you want to know who the hell that is. That's the guy you point to and you say, that's the tone setter on this offensive line. That guy right, yeah, you better run it off the left guard's ass because that guy right there means business. That's how violent, how physical, and how impressive Kenyon Green was Sunday against the Colts. Can he do it for 17-18? I don't know. But on Sunday versus the Colts, he was the best Texans offensive line.
Got to be gaining confidence off of that performance, especially, man, at times, as you said, manhandling Buckner like he did. That's got to give him major, major confidence moving forward.
Absolutely. The other thing, real quick, I mean, I just stroked the hell out of Kenyon Green, so this is going to be a little bit of a buzzkill, but Will Anderson, Ron, I'm going to tell you, maybe it's just that we've had an off season and I've been watching preseason football and I've been watching training camp. And this ain't nothing that we don't already know about Will Anderson, but it was showcased in a big way. He is a MFing problem, bro.
Kid is a freaking baller.
In a good way,
I'm going to tell you this, just watching that game, if I'm an offensive coordinator, if I'm an offensive line coach, if I'm an old lineman in this league, if I'm a tackle, I'd rather try to block Danielle Hunter.
Yeah, I did.
I don't know. I'm not saying I would have more success against Danielle Hunter.
But physically, you're putting in work.
Physically, in a game.
You go soak in the tub after.
Bro, we've all had this guy. We've all had this guy, right?
Greg Casey.
The guy at practice that just has such a high motor that late in practice, you're like, come on, man, we're just trying to get to the house.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Like, you're just like, come on, man.
You can't play. I only play one way.
That's what Will Anderson looks like in a game. It looks like everybody else is practicing and just trying to hang on, and he is just killing folks. And it's like, it's not even, I looked up one time on the film, and I just paused the film, Ron, and it looked like there were three people trying to tackle him. There was a guard, a tackle, and I don't know if it's a tight end or a running back. They literally were all, and it's just so violent and so nonstop that it's just like, if you're a tackle, it's got, like, I don't want to block this guy for four quarters. If I got to block him once or twice, cool, I'm fine with that. But if he's going to be on my side the whole game, give me Danielle Hunter. I'll go over here and get my ass beat on a pass rush a couple times and give up a couple sacks before I'm going to deal with this. Yeah, I mean, he is. I don't know what the pass rush is ever going to look like because there was nothing in there that I was like, man, you could see where he's, you know, and I don't know that we'll ever see that. But, the thing about him was that the pass rush skill set wasn't necessarily polished. I don't know that in this film you can really see anywhere where you're like, boy, he's gotten better in that pass rush. But I'm going to tell you, the high motor, the violent, high level of physicality, Will Anderson is real, and he's back. And that little old ankle injury that he was nursing for about, felt like 6 months in training camp, it didn't seem to bother him one bit. It may be sore today. Hell, he may have been on a snap count because of it. I don't know. But man, I'm telling you, he is an absolute monster, and it is nonstop. I don't know where the dude gets the energy.